It's very rare, thankfully, for any son to be involved in the murder of their mother. And the circumstances were particularly unusual because she was reported as missing, a missing person. And from the very outset, when Ross spoke to police officers in relation to her mum going missing, he told a catalogue of lies, which added some complexities to a fairly unusual inquiry, I would say. But at that stage, a fairly routine missing person inquiry. From the outset, there was some suspicion around Ross because of the story he told us, which we could clearly disprove, and the focus of the investigation very quickly fell upon him. You have to understand, at that time, we hadn't recovered Carol's body, so we didn't know for sure whether we were dealing with any type of crime or indeed a standard missing person inquiry.
Of course, and like you say, the circumstances there, I think, just make it all the more unbelievable. And did that add to kind of the complexity of the case just over the kind of past course of the year?
Yeah, the complexity was initially obviously Ross telling us lies and trying to deceive us and actually pointing us in the wrong direction, you could almost argue. Over and above that, we didn't have a victim as such. We didn't know whether our crime had been committed, which makes it even harder. Obviously, when we identified the body, we then had, at the very least, a deposition site. We had to look for a crime scene, but we were allowed to get our forensic teams in there and try and identify forensic evidence to link anybody to the murder of Carol, which we did very quickly.
And what do you make of the verdict today, then, 18 years? I mean, what do you think of that?
I wouldn't normally comment on sentencing itself. All I would say is I'm delighted that Ross has been brought to justice. There is no place in our communities for people like Ross Taggart, and he deserves to spend a very long time behind bars.